Kumlen Lablag Gemara. We are on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Nenta Vivaita. We are Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, and we are up to the Gemara. We're talking about here, about six lines from the top. We're talking about Apocatus. Over here, the Gemara is delineating on Apocatus. Doesn't mean what you generally think it means, that he doesn't believe in the Eibishter. It means someone who disparages a Talmud Chacham, or disparages someone in front of a Talmud Chacham, or someone makes a comment, oh, what's the value of the rabbis? That's all Apocatus, and Ein Lechei Golem Haba. So as you can move up to here, a Papa Amar, keep going to Amar, he says, Hani Rabbana, those rabbis, that expression, those rabbis, that already makes you an Apocatus. 100%. Why not? Instead of saying the rabbis, he said those rabbis, those connotes that they're, you know, a whole band of whatever useless people. A papa ishkel, a papa forgot, for omen, he himself used the expression, going handed upon like those rabbis, the asa betanis, and he had to sit in tainis to the tshuva. Levi bashmu, Rav Huna bachia, vikom misakne mat pecha sifri, the way Rav Yehuda, they were once fixing up the mantles on top of the Sfarim in the Yeshiva Rabbi Yehuda, because your tummy, if you touch directly the safer, so you cover it with a mantle. Kimotu Megillas Esther, when they came to Megillas Esther, the question was, do we need a mantle or not? Is it Mekabel? So we had a Machlekes, actually, more Megillah, whether Megillas Esther is one of these Sifri Kadish or Mekabel Tum or not. So when they asked Rabbi Yehuda, Amri, how Megillas Esther leboy mit pachas? Instead of asking a question, Rebbe, do we need to put a mantle or not? They asked the question in a way which the answer was nothing else but the way they asked the question. Isn't it? Like that, yeah. Isn't it you don't need one? I'm looking at Nami Merzika, because that's already that's chutzpah. That means you don't even need my opinion. You're giving me the answer. They should have asked in a question. Do we or don't we? That's called apokursus. Nachman, I mean, the way we're broadening the term apokursus, how many people can say they're not an apokatus? Rab Nachman says, the Hakoyer Rabbi Bishmai, if you refer to your Rabbi by his name, whether if the Rebbe is not there, if you're allowed to call him by his name, and it depends if it's a common name or an uncommon name, you shouldn't call the Rebbe by his name. Why was Gechazi Elisha's punished? Now, he called him by his name. He became a leper and he lost his chegram haba. He became a leper because when Naaman wanted to pay back Elisha for taking away his leprosy, Elisha said, I don't want any money. And then Gehazi chased Naaman and he said, oh, Elisha changed his mind. He wants all the money you can give him. So for that, he got leprosy. But he lost his chegram haba because he said about Elisha, he called him by his name. And see, we're clear from here that calling your Rebbe by your name is not just in his presence. He was talking to the king. He's talking to Naaman. And so we see that it doesn't have to do with the fact that he called him Elisha without saying Rebbe or calling his name. That makes it Asa. But again, Elisha was a rare name, so it doesn't prove. What about if it's a generic name? That you have if you have a friend with the same name, are you allowed to call him by his name? Is he from Yerebe or not from Yerebe? That's a homachlikis. Yosef Rav Yim Kamed Rav Zeder Rav Yim Yosef Rav Zeder Rav Zeder was Rav Yim's Rebbe. The Yosef Kamar, and he sat there and he says, obviously he sat, he stood up, he sat down again. Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahoyt, it says, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahoyt Nacham Lebeit Kotche Kotche, and there'll be a stream emanating from the Kotche Kotche, but all of Komi Nebegodin, there'll be all kinds of sweets coming out of there for this stream. Shenemar, it says in Pasik, the Al Hanachal, and on this river, it says Pasik, the Al Hanachal Yal Al Sfasai will rise on this and his edge. Mizeh or Mizeh, from this side, Kolais Meicha will be these trees, fruit bearing trees. La Yava Lalei, or the leaves will eat, but Lalei, the leaves will fall off. Layitem Pirya, and the fruits will not end. Lachadosha of Yevakir will continuously renew. Kimein Mav Min Hamigdash, the waters come from the base Hamigdash. Hema Yeti, that's where come out from. Bahaya Pirya, the Michael, his fruits will be for food. The Aleo, and its leaves, the truth will be for medicine, for therapy. So it says it comes from the Kodesh Gadosh. From the Holy of Holies will come the Gashmi. Omle Husav Yashir. So this old man said, Yashir, right. Vichenov Rabbi Yechin. Rabbi Yechin said the same thing. What you just say right now, he said to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda is agreeing to what you're saying. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zedek, I gave him the merzah apakusa. Is this a classical case of apakudas? That, because you're saying something, this guy says another amida supports you. You need Rabbi Zedek, you need to support Rabbi Yehuda. What's wrong with that? You tell me the great Rabbi Yechon agrees with what I said. Is that a bad thing? Forget. But I'll tell you what's an example of a curse. This is what you heard. If you heard anything, something similar, this is what you heard. Rabbi Yechon is one said, we had this Bob Basta. After Guzmoy's is going to bring these wonderful precious stones the size is so humongous, the 30 amas by 30 amas. The choikik behem, and he will etch out of them, a lu out of them, ese bere mesim. He'll take out from them dimensions of 10 by 20. Umaamidon bishari ishlaim, and they'll fit into the gates of ishlaim. Ishlaim at 20, the gates will be 20 amas high, and they'll fit in. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, v'samti katkoy shimshay sayich, I will place over there these diamonds over there by the windows.
Emeralds.
Like emeralds, it's precious stones, yeah? Rashi just says Evan Toivu. V'kach shmo. Katkoy, so it's a precious stone. And we're in your windows, yeah? In your windows. And therefore, when the sun comes through, it will look brilliant, you know, the luster there. And for your gateways, I'm going to put these other stones. I'm going to etch out of them like 10 by 20, we just said. Legal of all of Isa Talmud. When Rabbi Yechon said this word, one of his Talmudim laughed. We can't even find a gold, a piece of a nugget, the size of an egg of a bird. We find what do you think? Diamonds at 20 by 30 and all that. 30 by 30. One day he fleegas finosibayam. He went on a sea tour. Chazin of the glass, whatever glass bottom, and he saw the malachi hashodes. They come minsre avonim teiz magol. They were digging out. They were weaving together these precious stones, and it was gigantic. Amaluhu hani leman. He was able to talk to the malachi. So obviously this Talmud wasn't stamming built in a Talmud. Who is this for? Amri osi v'sbaruchal midim b'sharish land. These are the stones we're putting together to place in the gate of Shalim. Kihodar Asher Rabbi Yechon, when he found Rabbi Yechon, the Yossi was sitting with Kadosh with Dashning, Amalei Rebbe, Drorosh, continue Dashning, Lechon Lidosh, Yudrush, and continue Dashning. Kishem Shamar to Kachri Yisi, what you said, I saw. Amalei Reke, you pushed the Kela. Im Loire Yisa Leimanta, I'm your Rebbe, I tell you things, you don't believe me unless you saw your own eyes. Melagling al Dibre Chacham Mata, so you're one who's disparaging the words of Chachamim. Yobeinu gave him a good look, but also he turned into a gal shalatzamis.
Yechon has a track record here. In Brochus, he also made a few.
Quite a few of these guys, yeah. Rashi here says gal shalatzamis doesn't mean, in other places Rashi says gal shalatzamis means that usually takes a long time for a body to decompose and turns into a skeleton. Here it happened very quickly. Rashi says, no, gal shalatzamis is more like a euphemism for the dumb to die. Rashi shemez, the other shemez, nothing. Eventually gal shalatzamis, nothing more than that. In other words, he just died. Not that he actually turned straight away into a gal of a Thomas. Anyway, so the Gemara.
But it was the.
That's another point.
It was the look he gave him that got him.
That killed him, yeah. Bottom line is you have to have a munas chachamim. That's the bottom line. But Madame Prague, others learn the whole different shot of that this guy was actually in Istanbul about tonight. Yeah.
They bring Kaviyachal proofs. You know, we're going to prove that the Eibishter Mekiris Yamsuf because I'll show you the geological evidence and the atmospheric conditions of the Ruach Kadim. You know, there's all this.
Yeah. Mesav, I'll ask you a question. So you're saying what? That they made 20 by 10. It says, "Va'olich eschem kavimiyah." It says that the Mashiach will come. You guys, and I was just saying, the gate of the shrine will be only 20 amos high. It says the Mashiach will come. The people would be. How tall will the people be? Kavimiyah is two stories. Rameirim, what's that? Masayim amo kishte kavimiyah is two stories of Adam. Adam, if you remember, Chagiga was first a masayif oilam atsayif. But then the Eibusha shrunk him to 100 amos and says kavimiyah is double. Double story is 20 is 200 amos. Okay, if the gate of Yerushalayim is only 20 amos, how in the world are we going to enter Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yehuda, that's a tall. We're only 100 amos. Why? Connected Heichel with Kaisel. If you combine the height of the Heichel and its wall, the aspect of the whole Cheshmin, it works out to 100 amos. Shneimer says, Asher b'neinu, our children, k'netiyim migudolim, will be like planted strong trees, b'nareim in their youth, b'naseinu, our daughters, k'zovius mechotovus tav Heichel. And our daughters are like the corners etched out of the form of the Heichel. So we see that what? That we're like the Heichel, and that was 100 amos tall. That's how we're going to be. How in the world are we going to fit in? And you said we're only going to be, you said the walls, the gates are going to be only 20 amos, and that's why there's stones. Kikar Rabbi Yechel was talking about the Chavide Vezik, he was talking about the windows. The windows are going to be filled with these things, and the sun will come through the window, but the gate itself might be, 100 amos. My, it says over here before, Valeil, the Trufa, and its leaves. So the water emanates from the Kajud Hashem, and its leaves will be for medicine. Rabbi Yechel, Rabbi Yechel, Rabbi Yechel, Rabbi Yechel, either 100 or 200. Or the base of major itself, and the third one, it doesn't say. We had God in Binyan Basa, God will year covered by his Achen Yeshman. And the Gemara has a machlek, if we're talking about the second base of major, the first, and we're talking about the height. The second base of major is 40 amas, the first is 20 amas. Yeah, but here we don't have the dimensions less.
I have a Gemara like about the client. He looked in on the stairs and the wall and how high.
Yeah, but that was the first thing. You're talking about the third. We don't know. Yeah. So what do you mean? It was Latrufa. Latrufa, which is medicine, also means peh. So Lahati peshal mylev. Somebody's mute, he'll be able to speak from these waters. The chad of Lahati peshal mata. If a woman is barren, she'll be able to have children. We learned to enable the mutes to be able to speak. To enable barren women to have children. Literally a medicine. That he should be able to, that he should be able to see and to hear and to have a healthy face. Anybody blackens his face. And he heard of his tayda, and he's not doing very well financially, and he's hungry. And as they've ited, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mavig zivul leilam haba. In the future, he'll have a brilliant face. Shneimer says, "Marehu kelavonin bocha karazim." That is, that will look like it'll be white and it'll be strong. Anybody starves himself for tayda in this world. The Rai from Marek Kelvon, the passage before, talks about being black like a raven. It says, whoever starves himself in this world for learning Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be a Elohim HaBel be sated in the world to come. Shneimer, it says the passage that Yerviyun, he will fill him with Deshen Beisecha from the Deshen of your house. And before that, it's talking about again, it's about starving. And then it says, he will fill him with Deshen Beisecha, that means from the entrance to your house. And the Nachal of Eden, so the Magan Eden now will give you to drink. So we see that in the future you will gain a lot. So they shall give him a handful. Shneimer says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yam Aslanu. He'll fill us his hand. Okay, you're saying the Salad. They will give us a handful. How can he say it? Like Shneimer says, Impasik Mi Modar, who can measure B'Sholei Mayim with his measurement of water. B'Shemayim Bazedas Tikin. The Eibushter measures the whole world Bazedas, which means the distance from his pinky to his thumb. In other words, that's the whole world. So how in the world is able to give us a handful, and how can we absorb a handful? It's like bleak wool. If the entire world is only the distance from your pinky to your thumb, how can we take a brach of an Eibushter? That's a handful. So who asked this question? Abaya. So Rav Dimi rebuked Abaya. My time is l'shchicha b'agadata. You're so good in learning and you're so blousy when it comes to agadata. The Amri Marav and Mashrei the Rav Amari, Rabbi Kiva, they said Rabbi Kiva, stick your nose out of a gadda to clach eitz oil in the guys. Abaya, they said, takalun la gadda as well. That's right. Didn't Marav and Mashrei the Rav Amari osi that Kodesh Baruch Hu litin lechol tzadik v'tzadik will give gimul meyes v'asoda oilamis. The Eibush will give every tzaddik 310 worlds. So therefore, maybe this one world can only take so much, but we have 310. So if we can take a fistful of the Eibush dish. Now it says, "Lahan chel oyev yesh," but it's the same. Amale is yesh. How much am I giving to my lovers? As my lord, I'm fond of yesh. Gematia klas meva esem have a big problem. The Mefarshim have here is it's a Mishnah Nuktzin. This is the very last Mishnah Nuktzin. That the Eibush will man chel oyev yesh. So what in the world is more quoting this in the name of? Rova Bamori. From here they bring a raya That actually, it's not part of the Mishnah. It's that there's no Gemara on Taras. There's only one Gemara on Taras, and that is the last Mishnah in Uktzin. It's not a Mishnah. It's a Gemara. And the Gemara, we didn't want, we should end Mishnah without a Gemara, so they ended with a Gemara. And the right, that is right here. There's no way in the world they say the Gemara will quote an Amida to say what it says in the Mishnah. Now, I'm just looking here to see if he says it's a mistake here. What does he say? Oh. He's okay. Okay. It says there, what does it say afterwards? It says, Mechibure Zeh, Lainisha Lepleta, the left of the refugees, Kiyam Al Seyda Zerayim Moiv. Which Chibur? You know, Yehuda asked the question, and he raised the Terechin. He's the one who asked the question. I don't know who, what type of. Yes, say the Mishnah. Yeah, it's in the Mishnah. It's in Yochin Bay. Interesting. Back to Gemara. Okay, if you ever make a seam in Shas, if they make a seam, you can talk about this. This is a good seam. Whatever you measure, you serve the Abish, that's how the Abish is going to measure you. And Rashi says, talking about actually tzedakah to a poor man. And if you, the way you give tzedakah to a poor person regarding commensurate to your means, that's how the Abish will repay you. Rabbi Bam, what was I saying? The Chesivit says, it says in the Pasuk, Besasa Bishalcha Turivena. So Besasa, we tie saw versus saw. You give a saw, the Abish will give you his saws.
So can I get saws the Chosr?
That's in the Zibis, yeah, lending. I'm going to be sure. The Chiev Shalem, Ken Hakin, he said, Adam Nasim Leim, so you'll give your fistful Ani. But the Mahadik is Baruch Nasim Leim, so Leim Haba, the Abish will give you.
Must be. More, it's not talking to
get so. Yeah. But it's the same thing. Oimus, Oimus. Vaksiv, Shemaim Bezet is Tikin, Vati, Shemaim Bezet is Tikin, how can we take so much? How can you give so much? How can we can't take it? So Moses said back, Vato, Yet, Oimik, you don't agree that. Aze, Midim, 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 what's greater? Punishment or rewards? Of course, rewards are greater. How do I know? This is the mocker for the two mukedes. It says, the Abish instructed that they should open to give them on. And Mimal, but Dal says, you open the doors of heaven. The punishment says, by Rubus Hashemayim, by the Mabu, Arubus Hashemayim windows. That we say, Raja says, every door has four windows. So there were two doors open for the mon, but two windows were open for the mabul. So there's eight windows and two doors. So there's four times as much. See, another ayah is, they went out and they saw the people, the corpse of the people who were rebelled against me. Kitalatam. They were kitalatam. They became wormy. Like Thomas, like Oshem, like Tichbem. The hoya that are in the chobasa that they all died out. While the other meishes boy, but Urba Olam has them a yad nichve. As soon as the person puts his hand in the fire, he burns straight away. So how did they manage to, you know, to hang around and see all these deaths? Ela kashem shenu kibor kei, but shenu kav parash. They actually gave them the strength to be able to receive so many punishments. Tach neisa kibor kei, but zedikim the kabot tavasan. They actually gave the strength to the zedikim. They should be kabot their reward.
But that's unusual because normally when you make a comparison, you compare the smaller to the greater. Here he's comparing the Midah Tova to the Midah Peronis.
He's saying Midah Tova is greater, so if Midah Peronis, they actually gave him Koyach to accept punishment that they cannot take. Surely we can accept the reward, the Amos. Amos is fistful.
The Lashon he's using here is that just like, no, it's not because Baruch Hu Kodesh Hashem come put an awesome. He gave
him the Kavach, okay. He meant surely. Surely. Rabbam was with him many years ago. We're going to bring him out. So he was, he's a rabbi in Flappish. So he told the story that it was a Yid in his shul who was not the wealthy guy at all, but it was okay, he was doing all right. And he was a very big Baal Tzedakah. Every cause that came to that shul, he was the first one to give. And he gave far more generously compared to his financial state than anybody else in his shul. And as a Rav, he felt that maybe it was his duty to tell the guy, you may be overdoing it a little bit. And so on. So he went over to the guy and called him in and he spoke to him and he said, what are you doing? Yeah, you have to give within your means. You're giving way beyond your means in tzedakah, which is very nice, but you have to live within your means. So the guy said that his father always told him, the Gemara here, it says, and he says, I'm shoveling the money out, and the Abish is shoveling the money back in. So who's shoveling things bigger? Which is exactly what the Gemara says right here. The oimus of myself and the oimus of the Abish. Now, Bakiva says, Af ha-koyde b'sforim ha-chatzenim. Those who read external books, What is it referring to? Are we talking about philosophy and Ein L'Chilek Gam Haba? What's he talking about here? Tana, we learn the Sifrei Tzedukim, the books of Tzedukim. And Rashi said Tzedukim. Now, we normally say Tzedukim are those who don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. Rashi says Tzedukim is Shekoifim Bekel Chai. In other words, maybe Rashi is saying here that if you don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, you don't really believe in the Eibishter either. You can't have both ways. You can't have, you know, both ways. I mean, that's what Rashi is trying to say. Even though it's in brackets here. What's the Zion? There's a little thing over here, Zion. Let me just see what he's fixing up, if he's fixing anything up. Zion. Yeah, minim. Okay, but our gisa, Rashi's gisa, it's lukim. And our gemara, it's lukim. Okay, I'm going to write Rabbi Yosef, no, that's a given. The Chiddush is Sefer Ben Sira, the Apocrypha. That even though Ben Sira, we quote often in the Gemara, and according to the Chalkas Mechaikik, the famous Medrash, that he is Yirmiyahu's son. Yirmiyahu was in a bath and some Shich Vazera, some came out from him, a Kedi. And another woman went in later and she impregnated by him, and that story is used in Sforim regarding IVF and all that kind of stuff. So, Ben Sira was Yirmiyahu's son, so he wasn't a Maplikin, he wasn't a Stamma person. Nevertheless, there's a lot of things he says there are silly things. We'll soon see some of the silly things. I'll read Ben Sira, I'm there by my time, but why not? What bothers you that's wrote in there? Is it because the Chibay says, this fish known as gildana, do not cut it down from its the skin, from its ear. Because if you do, the skin will fall off and go to the heap and garbage. Why don't you roast the fish or grill the fish with the skin on? The Eichel Bey tart and grits and eat a little bit of it so it doesn't go to waste. If that's what bothers you. The Torah also says the same thing. Le Sashchis says Eitz. It says don't destroy your tree. From the Oz we learn that from here. That means any Bal Tashchis. Anything.
So what, he's warning them not to waste the skin of this.
Exactly. But any skin. Now, even on the Gemara Baba Kama, where we had the whole story about Tashchis, we talk about tree, fruit-bearing trees and all that. This is the Makkot here that talks about anything. There's a concept of Bal Tashchis. Was a little bit of brachas. What's the problem? If you say that it's an allegory, the leivosh lekedarka, and he's trying to say that your relations should be with your wife in a normal way. That's what he says. Meudne from the ear. So what's the problem? You think it's a waste of time? He's telling you that in life you should behave the normal way in everything you do. He's giving an example of a fish, the way you cut a fish. But he meant marriage relationship, but he's very sinistic. So what's wrong? He says over here a girl is worth a lot of money to the father, but the truth of the matter is, it's not so, because mefachda, you're always worried about your daughter, lo yishin, but you will not sleep at all, belayla at night. Because when the girl is very young, you're worried, shematispata, maybe somebody is going to molest her. Benarusa, when she's already almost an adolescent, shematizna, she's old enough to go on her own now. And Bimazana. Bagra, this is all my father thinks about all the time. Bagra, Shema Lai Tanasi. Maybe she won't find a Shidduch. Nisas, even if she got married, finally be happy. No, Shema Lai Yilabonim. Maybe won't have any kids. He's kinner, you get older. Shema Tasek Shafim. Maybe she'll become a Kishimacher, his own daughter. What kind of daughter did you raise here? In other words, you never ever stop worrying about your kids. You're more worried about your daughter than your son. So Rabban Nami Emru, the Rabban also say, "Ef Shalom Oilam Belois Chodin LeKevis." You need to have a boy and girl. Asher Misha Banov Chodin, praiseworthy if you have sons. And Oilam Misha Banov LeKevis. No, it's difficult to have girls. You're always worried about their future, about their fate. Elam. So what bothers you with Besi the Sefer? Elam Mishin Chesiv. It says in the pasuk, "Loi Toyer Rav Yebeliba." Don't allow worries to fest in your heart. The gavre, given and cuttle, the strongest people, if they're worried, they become depressed. It can just knock them down. If that's the problem, Hashleimah is a dag of levish, is a chena. If you have a daig in your heart, yes, chena. What does that mean? One of them says, remove it completely from your mind. And the chadam, yes, chena, chen, tell it over to others. But both of them are saying, get rid of it. Exactly what Mesida says. So what bothers you? El Mishun the Kosev, he wrote, Mono Rabbi Matoy Beisecha. That people you don't really know, don't let them hang around your house too much. Don't bring every Shvartzior into your house. And even people that you do have a chef with, don't bring them to your house. Leave them outside. They shouldn't get too friendly with your wife and so on. Rabbi said the same thing. Tanya, Rabbi Yemelo Elo Yarbod Mreimed Beis doesn't have too many friends. He said you shouldn't have too many friends in your house. Shneimer says Ish Royim L'Sroyeya, that if a person has a lot of friends, L'Sroyeya turns bad at the end because you end up fighting. You have too many friends that you get too close with, too many. You end up fighting. Elam Shneikosev. It says Zaldikin, a guy who has a very little beard, Kurtman must be extremely intelligent. Avdikin, a guy who has a thick beard, Sachskin must be a total idiot. And that kind of stuff is nonsense. The Nafar Bekis, if a guy has a cup of wine and he spends his time blowing the top.
I was about to make a hot shot in this. I was thinking, you know, Chassidus says the beard is the unique chitzonis me'amoichim is the same.
Yeah, but he's saying the opposite here. He's saying your grace of board is worthless. And that, what is it? Right. The Nafar Bekis, a guy who blows the top of his cup to get rid of the dirt, whatever it is, or the froth on top of the cup. Like Tzachi, obviously he's not thirsty. Now this is all a waste of time. Yet thirsty, who cares? What do you need to know this for? Because otherwise, well, if you be thirsty, he has no time to play around. If he asks, he sits down to eat. He says, "What can I dip the bread in?" And obviously, lachma sav minay. You might as well take the bread away from you and him because he's not hungry. If he'd be hungry, he would eat the bread straight away. Devour it. What's he waiting for condiments for? Mandi. Now this is the most interesting thing. Mandi isle ma barte bedikni. If a guy has a beard that's split into two. You know, a beard that's split like this, you know, right and left. That means, what he can do a whole day? A whole day he's sitting and thinking, how I can rob this person, how can I... And that's why he's pulling his beard like this.
Don't say anything. I'm not going to think it.
Okay, and Rashi explains it, just to make sure I didn't make anything up. Rashi is at the top of the page, left-hand corner. What do you mean, kuliyam aliyachle? Be'ar mumise. Yeah, he's cunning. The Meteich Shateish of Kol Yomba Ba'aramis, because all day he sits and thinks how he can outsmart the whole world, who makes him Yodel Azikna, he puts his hands on his beard, Umoyshech, and he schleps. Ka'odim Shemekhashiv Achenikacha, until he's schlepping and schlepping until eventually he makes a bald spot in the middle. Okay. And he says, and because we don't believe that these things are correct, that's why we shouldn't read his Sefer Ben Sid. But why do you lose a Chegon Haba? Okay, so it's nonsense. What's the big deal? Anyway. Nevertheless, even though we just made fun of some of the things Ben Sira said, there's some nice things that he said there as well. But the good things that he mentioned that we talk about, we actually quoted the Gemara a number of times. For example, Isha Toive Matana Toive, having a good wife is the greatest gift you can have in your life. To not saying that every person who's a God-fearing person should be granted such a gift. A woman who's a shrew is a tzaras lebaila, is like a leprosy to husband. And my tekanti, geshenu beisa, they gave you a takana. You should divorce her. V'yisrapi mitzanati. We had the Gemara, Rav Chiya was cursed with a wife and Rav. And Rav said, Dai le'isha, that she matzala son of Ma'aveda, whatever, or give us banim. Isha Yafa, if a woman is nice, Ashrei Baila, Mispe Yamav Kiflayim, a person who has a good wife, he feels like his life has been doubled. Every day is worth 2 days. Halameinecha Me'eshes Chein, you should conceal your eyes if you see a very attractive woman. Don't steer her too much, but to luck it b'mitzudasa, you might be caught in her, ensnared in her net. Altait Eitzah Baila, don't hang around too much her husband, Limsech Ima Yayim Shecha, to sit and socialize, because maybe you will fall for his wife. Many people went to war and many people destroyed their lives because of women. Look what's happening to this Weinstein right now and all these other people there. Yeah, thank in your eyes. But Sumi Kol Harage and the strong, all those people that she killed down. Rabbi Moya Pizza, many were the Pizza Reichom. And many wounds were received by the person who sells, he sells the psalmim, he sells the perfumes and all that. They go from house to house, and sometimes the husband comes home and he sees this man talking intimately to his wife, he right away suspects the worst, and he beats him up. So being a reichel is a very dangerous job. Hamagil dvar erva, because also they entice women to erva, and kinitzas mavi gechel is like a spark that starts a coal. If you put yourself in a situation, sometimes you cannot control yourself. So this is all advice that Ben Sira is saying, be tzniyas, be discreet, be and so on. So these are good things, and they should be repeated. Kakolov Maleov, like a chicken coop full of birds, full of birds. Came Batei and Malei Mirma, so to their houses are full of falsehoods. Menei Rabbi Matei Beisecha, avoid having too many people in your house. Veloi Hakol Tovi Beisecha, don't bring everybody into your house. Rabim Yiu Doishesh Lemecha, you should be liked by everybody. Nevertheless, Gali Soichel Echem Elav, don't trust anyone. You can have many friends, but only trust one in a thousand. Mushkeves Chekecha Shmar Pizche Picha, even the one that you you're close with in your bosom. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Al Totze, in other words, don't even tell your wife. Al Totze Tzoras Mocha, don't worry today about tomorrow. Kilatei my yellow young, you know what's gonna happen today. Shem Lemocha Inenu. Who said you'll be even around tomorrow? You're gonna worry today about tomorrow. Like, take each day as it comes. He's telling you how to countermeasures. So you shouldn't be depressed and always worry about tzoras. What's the point of worrying about tomorrow? Maybe you'll never reach tomorrow. Or the world can change in one day. So therefore, this makes sense. All the days of a poor person. It says in Mishlei, all the days of a poor person are bad, and the toiv leiv mishtei tamid. And a good person is always happy, like it says in the last part of Halacha. Says the Gemara, Ben Tzida says, af leilis. That by Oni, not only days, but even his nights are terrible. Why? Bishval Gagim Gaga. He has the lowest roof in town, so when it rains, all the water drips from one house to the next house. All the water ends up on top of his house, because he cannot afford to raise his roof any higher. So he collects all the water of the town, and then he goes into his bedroom. And he has no rest, even at night. Uvamar Harim Karmoy, and his kedem is on the highest point of the mountain. And therefore, because he cannot afford to pay the prices of the bottom of the mountain, he's on the top of the mountain. And what happens is that every time there's a rain or something, all the topsoil falls down into the people, the properties below. So they all benefit, and he loses. He loses the water and the sand. People learn Gemara are bad because after heard of it, kashas and fruits and maktos and this, and it's very hard. They flow right through it. It's everything superficial. Mishnah, you can never get anywhere, so you're never happy. Gemara, even after all the heard of it, you finally understand it. Somebody transports stones will be depressed. Elu bale mishne. But somebody who splits wood, yisachmim, will smear himself with it. Elu bale talmud. Because they split. What do you do in Gemara? You're splitting the mishne into half and trying to understand the mishne meant on here, not here. So you can paskin and so on. So you're going to warm up in them. If you have a bad wife, it's bad. A good wife, life is a dream, a party. So a guy who's fastidiously clean, his whole life is miserable. He can't live anywhere. If he's a piece of dirt on the floor, he goes crazy. A guy who can tolerate, a very tolerant person, is a happy person. I remember Rabbi Yosef said in the Bar Pesachim that he has all the problems. He has a temper and he has an easterness. Rabbi Yechon said, Achmoni, a guy who always feels bad for everybody. He can't live because the tzaddis all over the world. The whole day he walks around feeling bad for everybody. Toiv le mishtami ze achzori. Cares about no one in the world.
Chamachaya. The achzori means a cruel person.
Yeah, because he cares about nobody. That's cruel. There's nothing crueler than a guy who cares about nobody.
Happy as can be.
Achzori is cruel.
But a
cruel means that you care about nobody. It's two extremes there.
No, but someone doesn't care or not bothered.
So he takes out his cruelty on others.
Yeah. Or maybe he gets some enjoyment out of that as well.
But this is
everyone else that told me time is a good thing. He's the first person that said Tamir time is a bad thing. Rashi has two pshatim. Either he has a short temper, short fuse, that's a terrible thing. Or Rashi says he's always worried about his friends' things. First one, Rashi is hard to understand, always worried, because that's the exact same thing we said before about this, what do you call it? The guy, the Rachmoni, the Toiv Lev, the exact same thing. Anyway, the guy who's not worried about, doesn't take everything to heart. Or he doesn't have a temper. What do you mean it's all bad? Bad means that he doesn't eat anything. Even Ani on Shabbat gets invited out, gets a full meal. We know Kiddush Shmuel. That itself is a trouble. Rama Shmuel, the famous Shmuel, who said Shini Veses. We had the Megillah Shini Veses Chilachelim Ayin. When you change your diet, that in itself makes you sick. So for a whole week you eat nothing, and on Shabbos you have a very rich food. That itself makes you sick. Stop it. Please go on.